Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. From the insiders to the outsiders, they're all welcome at next weekend's Kentucky Sheep and Fiber Festival at Masterson Station Park in Lexington. Sarah Perito is serving as coordinator for this, the sixth annual event, which continues to grow, attracting sheep producers, artisans, and the rest of us who want to see what it's all about.
Oh, yes. It's such an open opportunity for people to come and see not only the animals that the fiber comes from, but actually to see the art that is made from that, to purchase that art, to give back. A lot of the artisans are local. Some come from very far away, but we do get a lot of local artisans and local sheep farmers and fiber farmers that get to come in and show off everything that they make and everything that they're raising throughout the years.
Over 2,000 participated last year, and they'll expect maybe a few more on the 16th and 17th. Perito says it's a fun event for the whole family.
Lots of booths that are really interesting. I bring my boys. I have three boys. I bring my boys every year. It's something that they look forward to coming to every year. Lots of things to look at, lots of animals to pet in the animal tent, and lots of great food also.
General admission is $3 per person. You can check out the attractions and timetable online at KentuckySheepAndFiber.com. We'll repeat that in the next segment. We'll be right back. Kentucky Farm Bureau President Mark Haney.
I'd like to encourage every Kentuckian to get out and vote in the May 19th primary. It's the most important thing you can do for yourself on that day.
He says a strong farm vote has long been a way to show elected officials that farmers are engaged in the process and that attention to their views is important for candidates.
For a farmer, there's no more important farm chore on May 19th than to make your voice heard and go to the polls and vote.
A public service message of Kentucky Farm Bureau. The Kentucky Sheep and Fiber Fest, May 16 and 17 in Lexington, is a very popular event, a great opportunity for artisans to learn and the general public to get a glimpse of what they do with that fiber. Sarah Perito feels it's an extension of the Buy Local movement.
I think this festival really feeds right into that because people are able to see, they can go to the animal tent and they can see the sheep, and then they can go to the next vendor and they can see the wool. We actually have a fleece contest that people can bring their fleeces shaved right off the sheep, bring those in, and those are judged, and people get awards for those. We give out ribbons and prizes. So people can see every single step of what goes on from sheep to shawl, very literally.
May 16, 17, all the festival details online at KentuckySheepAndFiber.com. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.